I don't know if you remember, a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how I had a cup of coffee in the middle of the afternoon, and then at 1 a.m., I woke up wide awake.
Oof.
I was talking to my dad on the phone, and he's like, yeah, I heard you talking about your insomnia the other night from drinking that cup of coffee. It was because I wasn't sure if it was because I had a cup of coffee in the middle of the day. He was like, it is absolutely that. And then he said something to me. He said, whenever I was your age, that started happening to me. I'm 31 years old. I did not expect caffeine intolerance to be a sign of aging, and I'm pretty irritated by it. I'm not going to lie. Is there anything else you could think of that's like a weird sign that you're getting a little bit older? Like, I'm only 31. I didn't think that I'd have to deal with this now.
I only think of like the conventional ones. Like, I'm a little bit too probably worried about, you know, getting wrinkles, and like my hands are starting to look old, and I hate that. So I'm like constantly putting lotion on my hands. Like, please don't be old.
Don't be old. Don't Stop
be
being old.
Don't be old.
I've never thought of hands as looking old.
Oh, I think that's a woman thing. But oh my gosh, we get so self-conscious about like when the veins start to pop out, and they just don't look as good as they used to.
Hey, Leia, what's up?
When the songs I grew up with started airing on Mix 98.7.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with some nostalgia. I had a similar moment whenever I was scrolling through TV the other day, and I saw freaking Everybody Loves Raymond is on TV Land.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super bummed about that.
All right, bye.
Speaking of Mix 98.7, our buddy Bender starts over there today. Very excited about that.
So exciting.
But that is the thing. You mentioned something else about songs.
Yeah, now whenever I roll through the grocery store aisles, they're playing all my jams. You're getting old.
Oh, no. Janice is here. What was your unconventional sign that you were getting a little bit older?
After you reach a certain point in your life, you just can't eat Taco Bell after 9 p.m. I think that's probably the safe cutoff. So when you said about that coffee, I'm like, man, talk about the heartburn.
Yeah.
No late nights to the Taco Bell.
That's such a good point. Earlier, I don't know if you were here, Janice, but I was saying I had too many hot dogs. I got a hot dog hangover today. I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had a single drop of alcohol all month for dry January, and today I have a hot dog hangover because I'm old now. This is dumb. Thank you so much for the call. You're the greatest.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.
Kitty texted in and says, I have become my mom. I have to take a sweater with me everywhere I go, even if it's 90 degrees outside.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And 7723 made me chuckle. They said, when I go out dancing, I can't get low no mo.
Low. Wow. Hey, Sandy, what you got?
So I realized that I was really old when I didn't notice when the hand gesture that you're saying, like, I'm calling you on the phone or call me.
Uh-huh.
It's changed. It's not the same as when we grew up.
So it's not the thumb and pinky finger anymore?
No.
Like the banana?
If you ask kids now to say, like, say I'm calling on the phone, it looks like they're holding a smartphone now.
Nuh-uh.
They just put they just like slap themselves in the face like.
Yes, they act like they're holding like a brick or something. Like, it's crazy. And I saw it on, you know, like TikTok or something like that. So I asked my 9-year-old, I said, Owen, act like you're calling somebody on the phone. And he did. And I said, oh my God. And I never even noticed it.
That is so, so sad.
Yeah.
That's just sad. You said you have a 9-year-old?
Yes.
If you ask them to say what food item looks like a phone, what do you think they would say?
You know, I don't know. Now, I will say, I have a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old, and they've been raised, right? Like, my daughter, she's 15, and her favorite artist is, like, Billy Joel. So they kind of have a lot of nostalgia about them. So he may know what we're talking about when we say that, but I know a lot of his, like, peers don't.
Yeah, a lot of his peers would be like, Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Sandy. We appreciate you. We have comments on the Adam and Allison Facebook page.
These are so good. John says, ear and nose hair, whenever the hair on your top of the head starts to fall off, the other hair starts to grow.
Thankfully for me, I have not really had to deal with much hair loss, but I do get nose hair now.
And you gotta do the trimmer?
I try to pluck them. Like,
ow!
It hurts so bad.
Have you ever considered getting your nose waxed?
No.
But then
no.
It would all be at once.
Yeah, I know. I know what one of them coming out feels like. It hurts really bad.
Amanda says that her niece can literally tell the weather. She can feel it a day before it's going to rain.
Oh, wow.
And I identify with Jason and need to send him some of my Amazon links because he says hiding in the face cream department as a 40-year-old man trying to grab the L'Oreal Revitalift Serum without someone catching me. Getting old, I can handle looking old.
That's hilarious. Beverly says, you think the phone sign is trying, you think the phone sign is old? Try using the gesture we did. Ask someone to roll down their window.
Ooh.
With the hand crank.
I wonder what they do now. Do they just do like a button?
I bet they just go like poke their
hand
down.
Like they're pointing at something.
I don't know.
Well, that's confusing.
That's a good one, Beverly.